What's up, everyone? It's your boy Rayshard Murphy coming back to you on the Uncommon Mogul Podcast. Today's poem is going to be called Heavy is the Head. This poem is about pressure. It's pressure being an uncommon mogul. It's pressure being a mogul. It's pressure being a leader. And just going to give you just a little bit about just some of the pressures that I once faced. And I wrote it down and I penned it. I penned it in my form of a poem, my form of way of expressing it. I hope you can take this in consideration and listen to it. And as I break it down, maybe you may have some kind of connection. Leave a comment and explain, and maybe we could connect. Once again, this is the Uncommon Mogul Podcast. It's about the diligent soul leaving tracks of muse moments. All right, I'm going to start off with pressure. Pressure on my head. Pressure on my feet. I have to keep on pressing so that my family will forever eat. I feel the pressure of being loyal to my heart, passion, vision, and voice. The pressure of using that platform. The pressure of leaving a legacy. The pressure, the pressure, the pressure. The pressure of being a man of God. The pressure of being a family man. And still working to figure out what is a man supposed to be in this world. The pressure of education, the formal and the informal. The pressure of challenging my secrets of not being that bright and not a fast learner as a steady learner of this game called life. Pressure of athletics, pressure of paying it forward because athletics paved the way. Why not invest in what saves you? The pressure of business. Mama raised me to execute with my character. The business aspect has been an independent study with a lot of stumbles and strides. The reflections turn into insight. Who is really measuring my growth? The pressure of the community, no longer little smurf. My mama and I am a man. I have my own mind and voice. I see the world different compared to how I was raised. The pressure. All right. So just give you a little background. You know, pressure is good, man. Pressure either, you know, bust pipes or, you know, make diamonds. So I guess I'm using this time to explore my ideas of pressure. I go back through and break down like I did in the last episode on my poem. So the pressure on my head. So the pressure on my head is me becoming, you know, the kingdom man and being the king. You know, heavy is the head who wears the crown. And the crown is all the things that you have to carry and you have the responsibility of, you know. That's the pressure on my head. And that's where the whole pressure on my head comes from. The pressure on my feet. It's me moving and not just talking about it. Because even in the last episode, once again, in the poem, I talked about talk is cheap. So in order to continue to have a movement, you have to move your feet. You know, if you're not moving, then you're standing still and you're not growing. I have pressure so that my family will forever eat. When you're the king, the moves you make and the things that you bring to the table are the things that your family can eat from, you know. You have to have pressure. It's pressure to doing that. It's pressure of being that fisherman. Going out, getting the fish and bringing the fish back home. If you don't do it, your family starves. And that's a lot of pressure. If your family's starving, it all depends on you. It's on your back. So that's the idea of my family has to forever eat. And I have to teach the younger generation of my family how to bring something to the table. Because I'm not going to always be here. I need the legacy and my family to outlive me, and they have to have something. So that's the pressure of educating, the pressure of the past, the pressure of the moment, and the pressure of the forever. So you have to put them in position and teach them and educate them along the way. I feel the pressure of being loyal to my heart, my passion, my vision, and my voice. You know, my heart, my passion, my vision, my voice, those are like my four pillars, the things that I draw from, you know. Everybody knows in the story, David versus Goliath, you know, David had his own armor. He didn't use anybody else's. I guess I'm probably giving away my hand in this episode. But to me, I stay true. I strive to stay true to my heart, my passion, my vision, and also my voice. I mean, the pressure on my head, it dictates my voice. You know, that's what's going on. And I have to stay true to what's going on and talk to my people. Talk to those that I'm well connected with, well respected by. And I have to protect. The pressure of using that platform. Once again, my heart, my passion, my vision, and my voice is in the platform. So whatever I'm using, you know. In some cases, athletics is my platform and cultivating men is my purpose. You know, the classroom, when I'm an educator, classroom my platform. You know, even if you a preacher, you know, pulpit, that's your platform. Wherever your feet stay are, that's your platform. And wherever you're using your voice, anything in your gift, your talents, that's your platform, you know. The pressure of leaving a legacy. I touched on this already about a legacy. Legacy is being legacy driven and having things that's going to outlive us. The pressure, man. It's a lot of pressure, and it's pressure from the world. You know, you compare yourself on the internet about what others are doing, and you see it. You compare and competing, man. And one thing I will say, I got this from a rap song I listened to. When you compare and compete, they have you losing to your demons, man. So stay true to it and focus on your plate. You know, focus on things that you have at hand. You know, focus on your hand. You know, it's tough. It's tough. The way the world is set up, I struggle with it within myself. And I'm just coming to you and just keeping the blood raw. The pressure of being a man of God, man, it's tough. Because you see things and you see the world in a different light. And knowing that you got this, you know, relationship with faith. I don't know, say that everybody has a relationship with faith. But whatever your relationship is, whether it's religion, whether it's spirituality, whether it's nothing at all. You know, it's a connection, you know, having that relationship with God. And it's pressure because, you know, if you follow the Bible, you follow the Quran, or it's a lot of rules, you know, a lot of promises. And sometimes you break it. I mean, sin, that everybody does it. You know, I'm not saying that no man is perfect. So it's a struggle being loyal to those promises and principles. It's a fight. It's a daily struggle. And I totally get it. It's pressure. It's pressure of doing it. You know, even somewhere in Deuteronomy, man, I'm not a preacher or none of that, but somewhere in Deuteronomy, I believe, where it says, obedience is better than sacrifice. Man, I have a poem later on. I'll get down to it about the difference between sacrifice and investment and obedience. It's punishment even being obedient. Sometimes you're just like, man, I just take the punishment out there and just sacrifice just doing what I want to do in this moment instead of thinking long term. That's the pressure, you know, even just talk about it, God. The pressure of being a man, being a family man. That goes back to the pressure of making sure your family eats forever. You know, that relates to that. Just breaking down this poem. And the more I realize, like, yo, when you the man of the family, everything depends on you. Not everything depends on you, but people looking for you to help get them directions. And if you don't have a sense of direction, man, you just gonna have a family out here running wild. You know, then it becomes like a dog eat dog world. Then if it's no order, then it's a whole lot of chaos. At least you have to have some type of organized chaos, because the world's already chaos. So you don't wanna have chaos on top of chaos. At least have some sense of order, you know, in your family. And that's the pressure. Pressure developing structure and culture. You know, being a family man. You know, like I say, I'm still trying to figure out what it is to be a man. You know, a lot of us have grew up without father figures. Not even father figures, just fathers in the household. You know, so even learning what it is to be a man, you know, you see certain things and you think that's what a real man's supposed to do. But then the older you get, you realize that wasn't nothing but fool's gold, man. It's a lot of things I thought what a man should do, what a man should be. The older I get, I realize it was just a lot of BS, man. It's not even worth it. It wasn't even cool. It was just some jive wisdom, some cool wisdom that sounded good, but when you try to practice it, you end up coming up with nothing, you know? So that's just a little bit about, you know, pressure of figuring out what it is to be a man, you know? And as I get older, I realize for me, you know, and just in this, heart, passion, vision, and voice, that's a part of me being a man. You know, that's four pillars that I have to use, you know? The pressure of the education, the formal and the informal. You know, you got your school education. You know, you got your AB on a roll, going to school, K through 12. Oh, yeah. But then you got your informal, the stuff that you learn, you know, on the streets as you grow up in the world society. Sometimes the best teachers are the ones that they're not even trying to teach you. You know, and the best lessons are the lessons that you learn, you know, without even trying to learn. You study. You just paying attention to details and just seeing how things go. You know, patterns of the world. You know, that's the informal. You know, you learn a lot. Some people call it street smarts, you know. Street smarts, you know, street wisdom. the pressure and challenges of the secrets of not being that bright. Well, that's just, you know, just a little bit about that. That's about your insecurities and your confidence. You know, insecurities build dams. And when I mean dams, I'm talking about, like, things that block the flow of a stream. And then sometimes damn, as in, you know, even though this is supposed to be PG, but damn, I messed up. Damn, I can do this. Damn, I can do that. Your insecurities always build dams. But confidence builds bridges. It builds the connection where you can flow and you can travel from one place to another, and you can do it with confidence. You know, you may have some traffic jams from time to time on a bridge because due to being overcrowded, but confidence is special, man. So you have to make sure that you challenge your insecurity so that you can build a confidence, man. It's true. I struggle with it, and even doing this podcast, it dealt with a lot of insecurities within it, but I'm building confidence with each episode, and I'm glad that you're taking the time to listen. You know, I'm definitely getting better with each podcast. I'm going to get better, so just taking that one step at a time, you know. Next part of it, the pressure of athletics, pressure of paying it forward because athletics paved the way. Why not invest in what say you? You know, growing up playing athletics, playing sports, that was my quote unquote way out. For some people, music is their quote unquote way out. Whatever out they're trying to be, but that's their way. That's the way they found themselves, and that's how they found some peace within themselves. Some people is science. Some people is mathematics. Some people is accounting. Some people is just being a hustler. You know, some people is being a businessman. Well, whatever the case may be, whatever you felt like, or, you know, in church, you know, in religion, whatever the case may be, whatever you found, why not invest in what saved you, what gave you your peace, you know, paying it forward. That's a promise that I made, and I'm going to continue to make for it, but it's a pressure of paying it forward because sometimes while paying it forward, others don't understand where you're trying to take things, you know, where are you trying to help shape it, you know, what it's doing, because it can be very misunderstood. You know, the chosen man is misunderstood a lot of times. The pressure of being a businessman, you know, just handling your business, you know, just handle your business. Whatever activity, sometimes you had an activity without the formula, sometimes you had a formula without the activity. I'm speaking in a lot of theoretical sense, but I can give you more detail in due time. It's just a lot, man. It's a lot to unpackage. And unpackaging this poem has been a lot. It's a lot in this poem, you know. The reflections of an independent study. You know, we all studying something, no matter what, whether we realize it or not. We're studying something. It's an independent study. It's a self study. Sometimes we're forced to study things because we are in academic institutions or things of that nature. But we're always looking to try to get better. And, you know, you stumble and you strive. When I say stumble, that's just another way of me saying you're falling forward. You know, you're falling forward. You're growing. You're finding growth. You're deeply rooted and you're gradually growing. You're taking strides. You know, some strides are short. Some strides are, you know, long. You know, as long as you get across that finish line, find your own pace. That's what it's all about. Because the more you look back at it, the reflections turn into insight to project your greatness. You know, just remember that. When you look, you know, take the time to reflect. Look back on it and then project forward. That's another way of paying it forward. So I'm glad you took the time to listen and take this in. Remember, this is the More to the Game podcast. This is Rashad Murphy. Remember, Ace of Diligent Soul, leaving tracks of Amused Moment. See you next time on the Uncommon Mogul podcast. Thank you. Oh, man.